Suddenly a wave caught the canoe and spun it around. Applegate leaned hard on his paddle. His hand slipped and he lost his balance. The canoe tipped over. Applegate found himself in the water. His clothes felt terribly soggy and heavy. His shoes dragged him down and he could barely keep his head above water. Instead of hanging on to the canoe, he started swimming toward shore, which was a crazy thing to do. One wave hit him square in the face and he got a mouthful of water. "Help!" he screamed. "Help me! I'm drowning! It'll give the camp a bad name if I drown! Help! Help!" Counselors sprinted to the waterfront. They jumped into canoes and rowboats and started for the drowning boy. One counselor kicked his moccasins off, dove in, and began swimming toward Applegate. Mr. Brickle raced to the dock, climbed to the diving tower, and directed the rescue operation, shouting through a megaphone. "Hang on to the canoe, Applegate," he shouted. "Don't leave the canoe." But Applegate had already left the canoe. He was all alone, thrashing about and wasting his strength. He felt sure he would soon go to the bottom and drown. He felt weak and scared. Water had got into his lungs. He couldn't last much longer. The first boat to get away from the dock was rowed by Sam Beaver, and Sam was pulling hard at the oars, straining every muscle. But things didn't look good for Applegate. The boats were still a long way from the boy. When the first cry of help was heard in camp, Louis was coming around the corner of the main lodge. He spied Applegate immediately and responded to the call. "I can't fly out there," thought Louis, "because my flight feathers have been falling out lately. But I can certainly make better time than those boats."